Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who lived on a farm. And this is her story of how she made friends and made bread. She had three friends, a sleepy cat, a grumpy goat, and a dancing duck. The sleepy cat liked sleeping in the hay all day. The grumpy goat grumbled around the barnyard all day long. And the dancing duck liked swimming on the pond and dancing all over the barnyard. One day, the little red hen found some wheat seeds on the ground. "Who will help me plant these seeds?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the sleepy cat. The sleepy cat just yawned. "Not I," said the grumpy goat. "It's too much work." "Not I," said the dancing duck. The dancing duck just spun around and wandered off. Just then, a little boy named Fernando walked by with his dog, Kobe. "I'll help you," said Fernando. The little red hen and Fernando started working all morning planting the wheat seeds. And soon the wheat grew into golden stalks of grain. And on that day, "Who," she said, "will help me harvest the wheat?" And again, the sleepy cat said, "Not I." The sleepy cat just yawned. "Not I," said the grumpy goat. He was too busy and grumpy. "Not I," said the dancing duck. And the dancing duck just spun around and spun away. Once again, Fernando was playing nearby and he said, "We will help you, little red hen." "Hey, Kobe, won't we?" And Kobe was his dog and he barked happily. So Fernando and Kobe helped the little red hen harvest the wheat. The grumpy goat saw them working. "Bah, what a waste of time," said the grumpy goat. "I won't help." "So now, who will help me grind this wheat into flour?" As now the wheat was ready, and the little red hen asked again. And again, "Not I," said the sleepy cat. And "Not I," said the grumpy goat. And "Not I," said the dancing duck, as the dancing duck twirled away. "We will help," said Fernando. So Fernando and the little red hen ground the wheat into flour. So after the flour was ready, a few days passed, and the little red hen thought, "You know, this would make really good bread. How about if I bake bread with this flour?" And so she said again to the barnyard animals, "Who will help me bake this flour into bread?" And then once again, "Not I," said the sleepy cat. And she yawned and closed her eyes. "Not I," said the grumpy goat. "Not I," said the dancing duck. And the dancing duck spun around in circles and spun away. Well, maybe Kobe, the dog, and Fernando will help. So the little red hen asked Fernando and Kobe to help bake the bread. And what a fun time that was. Soon the bread was ready. "Who will help me eat this bread?" asked the little red hen. The sleepy cat, the grumpy goat, and the dancing duck were all there waiting right outside the open window. They could smell this bread. It smelled delicious. Well, they all wanted some. "No, I won't share it with you," said the little red hen. "You did not help me plant the seeds, harvest the grain, grind the wheat into flour, or bake the bread." "But, you know, Fernando and Kobe helped," said the dancing duck. "Are you going to share some with them?" And the little red hen smiled. "You're right. Fernando did help. Thank you, Fernando, for your help." So she went and got Fernando and Kobe, and she said, "Here is some warm bread for you and your dog, Kobe." Fernando gave some bread to Kobe, and they ate happily with the little red hen. And the little sleepy cat, the goat, and the dancing duck, they noticed that. And from that day on, they all helped the little red hen on the farm. And they all became good friends with Fernando and Kobe. The end.